This is the Granny and Hobo repartee bum. Yeah.
It's a little bit off.
It's... Yeah. Okay, so I think that's good enough.
Yeah, well, it's meant to be a little off, isn't it?
That's yeah.
No.
And six deaths caused by it in Project Zomboid.
Nobody's gonna know what you're talking about, because I've just started the podcast right now.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. So, sorry, I was just talking to him.
It's okay. So, welcome to the first episode of... Oh, Jesus, I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Granny and the Hobo Chat.
That's not... Of course, I think we should have a better name than that.
Okay, then what do you
think? What we should do to get a better name, Luke?
What?
We should ask people to post on the log! Oh,
Jesus, no. What's the name be? It could be something like...
The Granny Mobile's... The Granny Mobile story?
No. That's rubbish! That's worse than my one.
I'm sorry, I don't have much inspiration. I live in a cardboard box.
So true.
That's a wooden... actually, it's a wooden crate, isn't it?
Whoa, I just heard myself, that was weird. But, But, what was it? Oh, what should we call it? There should be some catchy name.
I don't know.
I think we should just stick with Granny and Hobo Chat for now.
Well, chat kind of sounds like... Do you know what that sounds? It sounds like some kind of weird book.
I think it sounds like a radio station. Like a radio show. Yeah. On like, you know the way, like on Today FM, and then it'd be like, and this is the Granny and Hobo Chat.
Chat just doesn't sound right. Conversation?
No way. That you wouldn't hear that on Today FM. It's like, the Granny and Hobo Conversation. Because conversation would be more one-off thing. And then chat would be more multiple.
Chat's just not a cool word, though.
I know, but... Okay, let's go move on to a different subject.
I'm going to search that up.
It's not really... We haven't scripted anything for this. Oh, God, I can hear you typing, and it's, like, really loud.
A friendly conversation, informal talk. Chit-chat, conversation, gossip, chatter, banter. The Granny and Hobo's banter?
Well, maybe. What are the other ones?
Natter, repartee, talk, informal talk, conversation, chat, gossip, chatter, banter, small talk, chit-chat, natter, repartee, talk. I'm going to see more.
Actually, yeah, talk is actually pretty good. The Granny and Hobo talk.
Yeah. But repartee is a conversation that is full of clever and funny comments.
Maybe. But it's not really catchy, though. Granny and Hobo repartee. Oh, no, it is, actually. Granny and Hobo repartee.
Repartee. That's like some kind of party. That's what the Yogg Noggs... Oh, God, there should be a little song. We should get Anya and Katie to do that, shouldn't we?
This is the Granny and Hobo repartee. So, even though it's not scripted, I have planned an opening question. It's kind of... You'd think it would be more of a closing question, but... What do you think happens when you die?
Reincarnation.
But is this reincarnation in the Buddhist way, or what?
I don't know, I just believe that when...
Well, that's when you, like, I think... Okay, if anybody out there is Buddhist or knows anything about Buddhists...
Is it completely wrong?
Correct me if I'm wrong. But I think they believe in reincarnation in the sense that you know that you've been reincarnated.
No, I don't.
Something else?
I know that they but, have some way of telling, they can tell. I mean, apparently, I don't believe in this. My mom went to India to get, like, she was in India, and she decided to get all of our who we were in our past life. And apparently I was Vincent Van Gogh. Which I doubt I was.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, do I look...
You've told me the story a lot of times.
No, but this is just, it's on a podcast.
I know.
People can hear it. Millions and billions of people.
No. How many people do you think are going to watch this? The most viewed Luke Pettiker games is 900 and something or other. And I wouldn't say people who watch that will watch this.
Hmm. Well, unless, like, they're, you know...
Listen, you can't really watch this because of the sound waves. Unless you have some special eyes that... I don't know.
Oh, my God. What if you... Oh, God, do you know the way you have, like, something like 20-20 vision? Imagine you have three...
I don't know what you... What?
You have 20-20 vision if you've got full vision, right? What if you had 300-300 vision? You'd be able to see everything.
Yeah, but... If you said that 20-20 is full vision, then you can't go any higher than that, can you?
Well, I don't know.
Well, if you said it's full vision, then I'm pretty sure you won't be able to go higher.
Those thingamajigs, what are they called? Twilobites. Apparently they had 30-30 vision. So, oh god, that would look so weird, wouldn't it? I mean, you'd be looking at someone, they'd be like this, like...
I kind of blanked out there for a second, and then and then you see somebody going... I had no idea what you were talking about. It went from somebody who was good at seeing things to somebody going... Wah, 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 wah. So I have no idea what you were just talking about. Oh Jesus. I'll have to listen.
Well, maybe they were like this. This is what they sounded like. This is what they were like, Luke.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we got it the first time.
Oh, Gog. Oh, God.
Oh, Gog.
Oh, Gog. Oh. I've got 30-30 vision.
No, Jesus. I wouldn't want to see something. Why do I keep on saying that? But I think, as well, you get reincarnated, but... You have no... It's not you whatsoever, but... You still get reincarnated, even though it's not you getting reincarnated, but... You know what I mean. Do you?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, it has nothing to do with you whatsoever, but you come back as something. But it's not you. At all.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. Nay, chance. Nay, nothing. Nothing to do with you.
The thing is... reincarnation. But the thing is about reincarnation is, what if, like, you... Like, someone invented a time machine, and you were just a guy called Joe. Joe Hargrave, and you're just sitting in your house.
Joe Hargrave?
You're sitting in your house eating your
Is that the first name that came to your head?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
He's just sitting in his house, eating a leg of lamb that for some reason kind of looks as if it'd been hit across someone's head. He was eating leg of lamb stew. That he was a policeman, Joe Hargrave, and
okay. Let's continue with your story. Don't care.
Well, basically, you got reincarnated as a tiger, and chimpanzee. So people test on chimpanzees and stuff like that. So, this is a scientist guy talking now. Oh, let's send this chimpanzee back in time. And he puts the chimpanzee back in.
No. It's more like, oh, what the hell? No. No, I can't do a scientist voice anymore. Oh no, I can't do a voice. Continue.
Just do the ones from Half-Life. The other Einstein's
Morgan Freeman. For some reason, the scientists that look like they should talk like this, they have the deep voices, and the guys with, like, square heads have, the high voices, which really doesn't suit them. I think it should be the other way around. So it's like,
okay, Gordon. Now let's start the inventory!
And it really should be, okay, good. No, I can't do it. Okay, Gordon, it's time to start the inventory. I know, it's more American. I'm bad at doing those impressions.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, God. That wasn't But yeah, say if they sent back and you saw yourself, you'd be like, oh my God, that's me.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that would happen at all. Well, there could be some sort of psychic thing where you might recognize them, but no. I don't think that exactly would happen.
They should sound like this, Luke. This is what they should sound like. I found what they should
sound like. Oh, dude, you're going to do a professor... I knew you'd do it. I knew you'd do that. I knew you would do that. Okay, stop. Pause it.
Sorry. I got to get carried away. I had a question.
Remember, you know, that's fine, but don't play any music.
Oh, there's no music?
No, copyright reasons.
Oh, no, there... Yeah, I know, though. I wasn't going to play any music.
I know, but I was just reminding you. Because you seem to be getting a bit carried away with the sounds there.
Oh. No, actually, now that...
Good news, everyone! Zulberg. Continue.
Actually, then... Oh, Luke.
What?
I've got to tell you some terrible news.
Okay, come on. Stop using other people's content on YouTube.
I washed myself in a regular stick, it's the truth. Okay.
Yes, but that's from The Simpsons. I mean...
Oh, damn it.
It's not making this funny. It's just using somebody else's thing.
I know it's
that
not
is funny.
Funny whatsoever. I find it... Look, it's I don't care if people will watch this go, oh, this is really funny.
Yeah, neither... Yeah, but, like, we can't use other people's stuff.
Oh, fine, I'll stop.
Only when it's completely relevant. Like, I don't know, but not that.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll stop. I'll close down YouTube, don't worry. Yeah, the thing... Do you know what the creepy thing about reincarnation is?
What?
It's like...
I can hear myself answering sometimes. It's weird.
Oh, God, that... You think,
I mean, it happens very rarely, but,
Well, you're not reincarnation. What I mean is, parallel dimensions.
Oh, right. Parallel universes.
What I sound like... I sound a bit like this... Hi, this is... Osglar!
You can't do it at all, can you?
I can't do it at all, I know.
Okay. So, what he means is...
Hi, guys, this is Osglar.
He doesn't mean... Hi, guys, this is
Osglar. That's my impression of that as a female.
Oh, right.
Dimension.
Oh, yeah, that's okay, then. I thought you were trying to be that. I was like, no.
No, that's not it at all.
Not at all, seriously, I mean... If that was your impression, I'd seriously have some low hopes for you.
Oh, God. I can just imagine, like, a hand coming out of my computer smacking me across the face.
Yeah.
Don't do that again!
What was that accent? It's like, oh, no, you don't do this again, no?
No.
It's just like...
Do you know what that... That was my impression of Bruno Strongman.
Tiny little baby man! Anyways, that's from the Yogscast, so let's not... go into that.
They have them copyrighted.
I know, but let's still not go into that, because
I know we're not gonna
still somebody else's.
I know it's still somebody else's, but that's just who I was trying to do. Oh, God, that means I can't reference the heavy.
No, you can.
Oh, God, yeah, because otherwise I'd die. I mean, like, he's my life support, isn't he?
Pretty much.
I mean, sandwiches.
Hobo has this, scary obsession with heavy.
He's so big and handsome. I'm not actually gay. Just want to clear that. Oh, is Aaron talking? Is someone talk?
I thought, yeah. Aaron is a talking dog.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's Aaron. I think that's some yob sitting on top of my crate.
Yob?
Yob.
Never even. I have never heard that in my life.
Yob.
Yob.
Person who goes around wearing Adidas all day and they steal. Yob.
I just call that a skanger.
Or, not to be chavvyish, I'm going to eat.
Oh, no, let's not go into that either.
No, that's just an inside joke. I'm not very good at making out. I don't get it. How come, even though the only thing I watch on TV is comedian shows, yet I'm such a terrible comedian?
You weren't really trying to be... What do you mean?
Well, I watch loads of comedian shows, but I'm still a terrible comedian.
Well, that was an inside joke anyway. People weren't gonna get it anyway. And no, you're pretty good at it.
I would imagine that half... The reason I said... when I said two people watching, it probably was 10, but 8 of them died of my terrible jokes. That's probably what will happen.
Probably.
I mean,
one of them will probably have to survive by, like, I don't know,
gnawing his own leg off.
Yes.
Nom 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 nom. I wouldn't.
You see, that's usable, but,
I don't get that.
It's a granny and hobo chat.
Repeture.
Oh, yeah. It's a granny and hobo repeture. So what was that word you said? You know, that meant talk, and we said that that would be it. Because I need to type it in here.
Oh, damn it. I've lost it. I'll search it up now.
Okay. I just need it. Where is that thingy gone? There it is. Oh, no. Wrong button. This one.
No. Go. The yobs are breaking down my house.
That's not nice. Go get them. What are you doing?
You're right, actually. I'm gonna go. One moment.
Ugh. Some people these days. I mean, ugh. I hope he's teaching. Well, it's a certain. Come back! I didn't mean it that way! You just murdered him! What are you doing?
Well, I didn't actually murder him, the beer bottle did.
Oh my god!
It might have been the beer
bottle. I didn't mean murder!
Now, it might have been the beer bottle, it might have been the curb his head landed on.
What?
But it wasn't me. I don't kill people with my... I do kill people with my bare hands, anyway. Just to tell you, Luke, it's, repartee.
How do you spell it?
Orapartee.
Slower.
Orapartee.
Okay, that's good enough. Episode 01, part 1. There we go.
Typing in some stuff.
Yep. Oh, no, you are. Anyway, so... So we were talking about reincarnation.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about... Well, actually... Now that's... Actually, I've got a good thing to say. What do you think that yob I just murdered is going to reincarnate into?
Probably another one, which you're going to kill in a future episode.
Oh, God. Luke.
Yeah?
I just want to see something.
Currently, Slimer from Ghostbusters is staring at me on the wall, because I have a poster of him.
Oh, God.
He's like, blah, 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 as he does.
Well, then again, the room, like, my room, I have a picture of myself when I was really young, and I went to hobo school, where you learn how to shake... You know, the empty cup of coffee properly and how to look poor and stuff. When I was at hobo school, I've got a picture of myself up there.
I thought it was a can of beans.
Well, no, it's can of beans if you got an honours degree. But
if you're a higher class hobo.
Yeah, but I am a classy hobo, but I didn't get honours. I just to tell you, I use a can of...
I like to use L'Oreal Paris on my beard. Because I'm worth it.
Actually, no, I use Head and Shoulders
on my beard. Oh, God. Beard. Head and Shoulders on your beard.
To get rid of beardy dandruff.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But I just want to test something, because I've just realized something. Remember that song that was like, Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Okay, I better sing it out of tune or something. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah. Well, okay. The way Google Translate sounds terrible.
Oh God, no! Don't.
Me, baby, one more time.
I don't. It didn't.
It did.
Do any...
Hit me, what? Baby, one more time.
Yeah.
Baby, one more time. I was expecting it. I didn't expect it.
That's like hit a baby one more time. Hit a baby one more time.
Oh God.
When you type in hit a baby one more time, it will say hit me baby one more time about you.
Hit me baby one more time.
31 more times.
What?
I dubbed him wah! And this is what it sounds like.
It's a baby one more time. It's a baby one more time.
What is that? Wait,
What do you mean? It's a computer saying hit a baby one more time. What are you doing?
Wow.
That's the baby crying. Wow. Imagine you're like beating somebody to the ground and they're just like what? What happened there?
I'm taking it from a different language just to see how it sounds. Now from we're gonna Catalan.
Okay.
That's what the ob sounded like when I was beating him.
Wait a minute. Yob. You said B after Y and O, didn't you?
Yob.
Okay.
Yob.
Thank you.
That's what it sounds like in Saudi Arabian.
I kind of thought that was Spanish. Kind of sounded a bit Spanish. Oh god, speaking of Spanish things. Did you see the new... Oh wait, no, doesn't matter actually. You won't get it.
I probably will.
No, you know Smosh?
Oh no, I don't like Smosh.
No, but you know Smosh.
I do know Smosh.
They have a Spanish account now. And they dub over it in Spanish. It's really funny.
Oh god, if it weren't for the fact that I couldn't...
And the voices are like, and hey! I think it's supposed to be funny, but... Oh god, it was just hilarious watching, what was it? Pokemon Real Life 3 in, Spanish.
Actually, listen really hard.
I kind of understood it, because I've already watched it.
Wait, stop. Now, you probably can't hear this, but outside my crate, I can hear the sound of, like, it sounds a dog
going... So there's, like, a dog. Oh, God, somebody's gonna hit a dog one more time. It's like, oh, what are they doing? And you should write in woof.
Heard that, and then I heard a man going, oh, no! Now I'm hearing
it. Then which one is the murderer? Is it, like... Or is there somebody murdering the guy and the pet?
You know what, I think that man, that yob I actually killed but didn't die, and a dog came over to bite it, and he like tried stabbing the dog in the neck, and then the dog bit his face, and they both died at the same time.
Oh. Oh god, I heard myself again that time. Oh.
The secret?
It's an outcrop. What the hell? Okay, that's just...
What?
Okay, it stopped.
Luke, did you hear that?
No.
What you just made the noise of. It was this.
Yeah, that's because I made that noise. What? Okay, it stopped now. Because I was trying to stop my voice from repeating because it was happening. And it was like, stop.
Open this. Russia.
Whoa! The Slimer poster fell. I thought I should share that.
Oh god. Let's see what things I've got on my computer. I'm pretty sure I have a... Oh god, what's this?
Where is it?
Oh, that's music.
No, stop it.
I didn't know that was music.
Well, the mute your thing, because, well, it's okay to have, like, less than, like, 10 seconds of audio or something, but don't risk it even.
Ha ha! Boy, am I glad to see you!
Oh, really, Luke?
That was a quote from Woody.
Oh god, lots of loving bear.
Oh, he's over there somewhere.
Punch!
There he is.
Boy, am I glad to see you!
Sir Quaxalot is on top of the Professor. Oh, nobody knows. Nobody would know who Sir Quaxalot is. So, I think the title of this will be Hit a Baby One More Time, and the picture, I'll take a picture of Sir Quaxalot.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, no, maybe we should have, like, do you not have a baby doll?
Why would I?
Luke.
No, seriously, I actually don't.
How about
my
your...
My sister does upstairs.
What you should do is you could get one of them, and the picture should be, like, Sir Quaxalot jumping on top of the baby.
Oh, no, I should Photoshop a fist coming out of Sir Quaxalot hitting a little baby doll.
Yeah, that's what the picture
would
be.
A proper, like, muscly fist, not even, like, coloured yellow or anything. And I should emphasise the eyes and make them angry.
Yeah.
Like, really cartoony, and it's like...
Can you Photoshop?
I don't even have Photoshop, so I don't know why I've been saying Photoshop, but I could do it in Paint, but it'll look terrible in Paint, actually.
I can't Photoshop. I don't have Photoshop. I'm just, like, constantly watching the old Pivot video.
What are you tapping?
I don't know. Oh, that's my foot.
Oh.
Sorry, it's an immediate reaction. I can't stop moving.
Oh.
But anyway.
You should consult a doctor about that.
No, it's not major, it's just, like, a little bit.
I'm only joking.
I know there is, there's, like, really bad that, isn't there, where, like, they're like...
Breath?
They're like this.
Okay, stop.
Constantly.
Stop. That's insulting.
Well, I don't mean it to look that way.
Yeah, but the way you said it.
Oh God. Oh yeah, here's all the crap I have. YouTube Winrar, you go away.
There's a sticker on the table and it has a bee on it. I don't know why. It's just looking at me. There's also rubber shaped like a plane. It's pretty weird.
Do you like Kievs?
Chicken Kievs.
Well, of course. What can you else can you make a Kiev out of? Socks. Socks.
You could make it out of, I don't know, beef?
No.
I mean, it wouldn't taste very nice, but you could, I'd say.
Ooh, but it would have to have all the crumbs around it and everything. Oh, it would be horrible. It would be full of garlic as well. Ooh.
I suppose.
I'll stick to preheated beans.
Oof. Oh, yeah, true.
And
cold preheated beans.
Actually, no.
Breams. Breams.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, no, recently, I've been having hot meals lately because, as you know, I'm a master cat burglar because I can fit into cat, even though I'm, like,
cat.
Even though I'm quite a tall hobo, I can fit into cat flaps.
Hobo can fit into cat flaps because he's a hobo and he fits through cat flaps all day.
Just a little smack to go with it.
Okay.
I've been sneaking into a person's house and lighting their fire and cooking my beans there.
Oh.
And making some...
Oh, how do you sneak in?
I just go on the cat flap.
Oh, yeah. What if they don't... Oh, yeah. I'm taking they have a cat, then.
Yeah, they have a big, fat one. It's
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that you can fit through that, then.
Yeah, that's why. Well, yeah, that's the only reason I can fit
through. Well, actually, since you're so bony, I'd say that you could fit through, like, a mouse hole. You could just slither in.
Oh, wait, no. I can. Do you know what would be cool? Is if you were so fat that you could just slide under doorways. So you could just, like, you could do a running jump on ice and then jump on your belly and, like, there's a door on the way and slide under it. Cool. Like a penguin. And if you... I'm actually bony enough so I can be delivered via post.
I suppose that would work.
The thing is it's too expensive to, you know, fly across. So when I want to go and see my hobo family, I put myself in an envelope.
Wait, where did your family live? Why did you never tell me you had an actual family?
Well, they're all dead.
Oh, then why would you want to go see them? Oh, yeah. See, they're great.
One is a can of old moldy beans. That's my dad's. My mom is a broken bowling ball.
Wait. Now, what kind of creature are you?
I'm just a purple beard.
Oh, I suppose that somehow makes sense. Yes, it is. Indeed, it is. It is the Granny and Hobo Repertoire. Because that is exactly what you're listening to. The Granny and Hobo Repertoire. Did you know that?
Yep.
I didn't. Okay. So where were we? We were talking about, like, sliding under doors as of being so flat.
Oh, I think... Now, I... Heavy... The Heavy... The guy...
Oh, yeah.
The Heavy actually plays a person in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Does he play Oogie Boogie?
Does
he play Santa?
I don't know, but his name's Gary Schwartz. He also plays the medic.
Oh, okay. I'll look up...
He's actually in loads of games as well.
I'll look up the actor. I'll look up... What you call it? IMDb.
He might not be. It just might be games he likes.
Oh, because there is a game for that. It's called Oogie's Revenge. I have it. It's fun. Okay. Let's type it in. Before Christmas. If it is, that's really weird. Whoa, that's a really weird poster. The Cabin Woods. Oh, the cabin. It says something in I, and it says something before Woods. Nightmare for Christmas, and I'll look up the... And I'll see the actors. Okay. Loading. Okay.
Okay, he actually plays in a lot of Valve games as well. He's in Star Wars The Old Republic. The details.
Oh, really?
Poker Night at the Inventory.
What did you say his name was?
Gary Schwartz. But when you search it up, for some reason, Wikipedia for a physicist comes up. He's an actor as well. I know, I searched up the wiki. He plays his Heavy, the voice, and the Demo Man, the voice.
I'm not surprised, they kind of sound similar.
Aliens vs. Predator 2, Primal Hunt, he plays as Eisenberg. No One Lives Forever. 2, A Spy in Harm's Way, plays his mind.
Oh, yeah. It says Gary Schwartz in here.
Yep.
Okay. Additional voices. Okay. Gary Schwartz.
Additional voices. Yeah. He appears in other things.
He's in... Oh, Jesus, what the hell? He's in Nightmare for Christmas, Quest for Fire... Zumbili Zoo.
Oh, he's
and,
a movie
okay.
called Casual Sex.
And also, just to say, he's in 1942, and now he's in Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest, and it's a movie about fairies.
My mom forces me to watch that with her.
And Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest.
Yep, she sits down as a little, you know, halfway, as a broken pet.
Yeah, it says Heavy voice and Demo Man.
Now I'm going to find out. I want to see who he plays as because I know the people in that.
It just says additional voices. It doesn't actually say for Nightmare for Christmas. It doesn't actually say who he plays.
Because I find that very funny. I'm just going to see it one day and I'm going to hear his voice and I'm just going to imagine.
Oh God, he is in a movie called that. Oh, he's in Teen Witch.
I've heard that word before. Teen Witch. What was that?
Summer's Children. It's really weird because, you know, Shade's Children, my favourite book?
Yep.
There's a character in it called Drum, and I always envision him as Heavy. It's just a description.
Oh, God. I want to read that book now. Oh, God. God. This is cool. I can't believe it. He plays as a fairy in one thing, and in the other... He plays...
A vicious murderer. He's in Left 4 Dead. Airport Runaway Radio voice.
Yeah, you know when you crash from the...
Why are we looking this guy up?
Because we have nothing else to do.
Well, the guy who plays Sniper is an author. I know that much.
Yeah, he is actually. He wrote his own book about the Heavy... He's
written. Oh yeah, and I remember Heavy did a review on the book.
Yeah,
and
did.
It just says, is good.
Yeah. But that's, Heavy wouldn't be able to read it much. The weird thing is in the Russian version of Team Fortress 2, the Heavy is exceedingly intelligent.
Oh.
All of his quotes are different. Some people, he just doesn't say some people can outsmart me. Maybe. Maybe. Yet
What does he say? In the Russian version?
What does he say in the...
Congratulations!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
No, that was...
Congratulations!
The problem is since the TF2 wiki doesn't have much money, it has to use Adfly, and there's always these, you know, ads that try to trick you. Oh, damn it.
Like, congratulations! You are the 1 billionth viewer of this webcast.
He doesn't say that, he just misses it. It's just shorter. He doesn't have a video, actually, in Russian. The Heavy is the face of Team Fortress 2, appearing most approximately Botox. Okay, let's see.
Would you like to see... Would you like to hear my recommendations? In IMDb. Okay, the first loads. This is only because of my interest in Toy Story 3. Monsters Inc., How to Train Your Dragon, Up, Toy Story 2, Toy Story, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I don't know why Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is there at all. it's just there. I don't know. I seriously just don't know. That's a bit of an over, I mean, no, I don't mean that. I mean, I just looked over and saw a review, and isn't 100% the limit? I mean, like, there's this movie here that of 134%, I don't even know how, 177%, 352%, come on, what the hell? How do they do that? Men in Black 3?
He's in Men in Black 3.
No. That movie hasn't even come out yet, and I was just shocked because they're making a third one.
Oh.
Because those movies are awesome, this is them.
Actually, as well, this is really weird. There's a hat in Team Fortress 2, and I can... But then, I think it's... What's that movie they made for Disney? It was, one of the princess movies. They had the first black princess.
Princess and the Frog?
Yeah, one of the hats for the Heavy is based off the voodoo guy's hat in that movie. Voodoo Juju. There's a lot of things that... You can actually get a Skyrim helmet as well, which I have.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, you know me.
Sorry, I was just turning off fraps there.
What? That means we're not recording.
No, I am recording. I'm not using fraps.
Oh. Looking at trivia. The sniper is actually taller than him.
Okay. Why am I clicking onto iTunes? I'm trying to click onto Skype.
The Heavy's hands are so large, he grips the pump of his shotgun with only his thumb and his index finger.
I know.
He also holds the sandwich and the Dacalox bar in this fashion. As also seen in...
So, what's your point?
No, I'm just looking at...
I don't... Why are you looking up trivia for Team Fortress 2?
For Heavy, only.
Whatever.
Oh, whoa,
that looks really uncomfortable.
This is actually really interesting. In every...
Woody's leg is, like, kicking him in the face.
Oh, God. In every single Team Fortress 2 video, a blue soldier dies.
Yeah, I know, I already knew that one, actually. Yeah.
Oh, God. The Heavy was originally meant to be American and have a mullet.
Wow. That would have been...
And when you...
Different?
When you earn the achievement as a reference to this, Soviet...
This is bad.
You can see the original version.
I'm trying to mix Russian and American, but it's really failing. It's more like... Oh, no, this is bad. It's time to go and get me a hamburger instead of a sandwich.
It was
sandwich. They'd call a hamburger a sandwich.
Oh. The Heavy makes...
What?
Oh, no, it's nothing interesting.
Why did you just laugh? People are listening to podcast are going to be eager to know what you're laughing at.
The heavy makes an unintended pun when he claims he's seeing a spy. When he says, I see spy, it sounds like he's saying, I see spy.
And why did you find that funny?
Because Valve... That's why Valve made the ice knife.
Oh.
Because of that, so people told him that.
All right.
Oh.
Fly away.
Okay.
He didn't make it.
Look,
but
in the Russian version of Meet the Heavy is much more intelligent than the other versions. This has led to many theorize that the Heavy is very intelligent, but doesn't come off as so because he doesn't speak very English well. The Russian version also uses an updated models for the Heavy, being the easiest sign that his ears is more defined than before. That's not very interesting, that list, but... Oh, God, that's a bit weird.
What?
This is a bug. When, if the Heavy has his fists out, he'll drop his minigun when upon death.
Okay. What, your point? Why is that weird? It's only natural.
Yeah, but where did he put his minigun, actually?
I don't know.
It just disappears.
Yeah, it just goes off the screen. Maybe he, like, ties it to his back, but then he'd, like, fall up. No, he's heavy, actually. That could have meant a lot of things, actually. He's heavy.
Yep, this is, the Heavy is the mascot of Heavy Gulp, a brand of drink in Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh, also, I saw a reference between Team Fortress 2 and Left 4 Dead, and it's like a box of cereal, and on the box there's action figures and it's Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, there's loads of those.
Oh, and also, I saw a poster on a wall in the subway, and it said Orange Box Juice.
Huh.
I thought I should have bought.
That's amazing.
What, Orange Box Juice?
Yeah, Orange Box Juice.
It was a late reaction. It was like, Orange Box Juice.
Oh.
It was like, 10 minutes later.
Oh God, that's weird.
What?
Oh my God! When I was seeing that zombie game, The Killing Floor.
No.
There was a zombie that came out in The Killing Floor. One of the... There's a special enemy that can spawn, and it's the Pyro. And as well, the Valve version of Poker, one of the four people you play as, is the Heavy.
I hope you know, you've turned to the last... should this be the last 15 minutes? I don't know. Should we make the first episode an hour?
I don't know, whatever you want.
I don't mind. But... You're turning this 15 minutes into a full chat about Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, I probably should stop now, sorry.
Well, we've gone on for 12 minutes and 47 seconds now.
Yeah, showdown.
Oh my God, I just read the tagline to Men in Black 3. Back in time, so obviously it's time travel.
God.
I think it kind of explains why it looks like there's a younger version of the white one. That's all I'm going to say. Because I don't actually remember his name. I could have said old, but...
Hmm.
It just didn't come to my mind as then.
Oh, God!
I have a Toy Story 3 poster. And... It's kind of laying on the table a bit, but it's, like, in a position, so it's kind of... It's standing, but it's, like, all folded over. But I can still see it properly. And the way it's a lot so, he already has a really weird face, but, like, now it really looks like he's looking at me intently with one eyebrow, like, posed upwards and the other one down. So it's like,
hey. I'm looking at you.
And he's smiling really creepily, too. It's like... I'll try to see if I can find the picture so you can see what I'm talking about. And I'll send it to you via Steam. Oh, now I don't know if I should make Sir Quackalot the picture of this. No, stop!
What?
Music.
It wasn't music. It was the engineer killing someone with a guitar.
Oh.
This is the Grandian Hobo Rap Archer.
Okay, so what should this last 15 minutes have as a subject, do you think? Oh yeah, I haven't sent you the picture yet, have I?
No.
Well, I hope I find it. Because it's really weird. What?
Oh.
Aha, I found it. This is really weird.
Okay.
Copy, and now I'll go on to Steam. Look at Lotso's face.
GLaDOS.
Lotso's face.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah?
I just sent it to you because it looks really weird.
Did you not notice that?
Yeah, but like, I've only really noticed that it's a really, really weird face now.
It is.
And it looks weirder when his face is like folded over.
Oh god.
I'm turning that off anyway. So, anyway, back to same conversation.
Yeah.
Oh no.
What?
Is this really a movie?
What?
Is this a movie about how to stand up against bullies? Oh no! I mean, Bob Marley was like a good singer and stuff, but no, there's not a movie coming out about him, is there?
What?
Well, that was a pretty late movie, knowing that, like, the Michael Jackson movie came out, like, a day after he died.
Yeah. How did they make...
It's just called Marley.
Do you think they killed him just to make that movie?
No. Actually, I think it was in production before he died. It wasn't about him dying, it was about him, but then he died, so they added it, I think. I never actually saw that, and I never planned to. Oops. Luckily, this microphone is designed... Not my headset, but my microphone. Luckily, it like has a little thingy on it, so you're able to take it off anyway. Because I keep on thinking I break it, but I don't.
Luke?
Yes?
I have a question. This is to do with Luke Pettigrew Games.
Yes, continue, hit me. Hit a baby one more time.
Okay, one moment.
Oh no, I know what he's gonna do. Stop hitting him!
Oh god. I had all right.
The poor innocent yob.
Baby yob. No, actually. Well, you know when the dog and the thing screamed? It's because the dog was the doctor, and the yob gave birth to a baby yob.
Oh god, it would be like a dog baby. It's like a dog man.
No! It'll
be Scooby-Doo, actually. It'd be Scooby-Doo in human form. And instead of talking, he'd go... Ruff, 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 ruff. And he'd say it was like an or instead of a W, so it's like, ruff, ruff, ruff. Actually, some dogs do that. So, well, actually, no dog actually says a woof. That would be actually pretty creepy. It's like, woof, 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 woof. Oh, Jesus, that's a scary call.
Oh, God. Give him hell, boys!
No. I'd rather not.
You like to.
Well, that was interesting.
Nom, 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 nom.
Ear Force X12. That's what my headset says. What were you going to ask about the Pettigrew games?
Oh, yes. Will we be doing, I have a question. Will we be doing Gary's Mod videos?
Yep.
Whoa! I wasn't expecting that, you see.
Pretty much any game I have on the computer, I'm doing a Let's Play of. If I enjoy it, too.
Well, yeah. What? Does that mean if I install Skyrim onto your computer, will you do a Skyrim video?
Oh, gee. These, pellets, Reed, do not smell nice.
Oh, God.
I swear to God, they have this really weird, really, really weird smell. What? Actually, I don't know if I like it or not. It's kind of a mixture between smoke and... I don't know.
It's like gasoline. I'm not sure if I like it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's kind of like petrol. But actually, I kind of do like the smell of petrol. But actually, it kind of smells like really, really strong petrol, so it doesn't smell nice.
Luke.
What?
Maybe after this this podcast, you want to make a Let's Play of Gary's Mod.
Yes, but that's completely irrelevant at the moment.
I know it is.
Yes.
One moment.
Okay. You can't say that during a podcast, because we're supposed to be talking.
And oh, I know.
What are you doing? Oh, I heard a...
I'm being quiet, because I'm pretty sure that the daddy yob is outside the door.
Oh, right.
And he has a shotgun.
Oh my God!
What?
Get out of there!
Don't worry.
Get out of there! Save your life!
Don't worry. My turret has been built with a new thing. You know what it's called? Mines.
Well, that was a cheesy sound effect that you made.
Yeah, I know. That was the cheesy sound effect. Well, that's because the mine is made up of a kind of like cheese reaction.
I wonder where that name came from. It's like cheesy. Maybe somebody made a joke about cheese, and then it was really, really bad. It was like,
I know what joke that
like,
was then.
What about? It's like, what do you call a cheese that you don't own? Nacho cheese. Oh, and then you're like, oh, that's so cheesy. Maybe that's what happened.
Or it's because lots of people don't like cheese.
Okay. I'm gonna stop playing with these beads. It's probably annoying.
Well, I doubt it's not. I doubt people haven't died because of it. If they died,
you doubt people haven't died, so they have. You strongly believe that they have died. So that's a very reassuring thought. Thanks.
I doubt. Oh God, I'm gonna look at pictures I got on Steam, see if there's any funny ones I can send you.
I can just look at your Steam account when we're done.
Yeah, but I Photoshop them.
Oh, I thought you couldn't Photoshop.
I use a different thing.
Oh, then that's not really Photoshopping.
Shut up. I've got exactly...
Oh, I finally found this.
I'm never going to take a screenshot again, do you know why? I've got 64 of them.
Okay, and your point is?
64. I can't take him.
Oh, yeah, whatever. That's so cheesy.
Well, that filled in. Anyone who plays Minecraft would have gotten that, and then they would go, oh my God, that's where cheesy comes from.
No, because the term cheesy came a lot longer before than Minecraft, unless they're coming from Men in Black 3 and time-traveling. Ah...
Page now. Kate. There you go.
Oh. Wasn't expecting that. Whoops.
This is what Child Catcher would look like if he was a reptile. Okay.
This is what? Who would look like if what?
The child.
What the hell?
Did you see it?
Yes. Does he have a hook?
Yeah.
And what is it supposed to be?
It's meant to be the child catcher as a lizard.
Oh, I get it. You mean from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah. He does look a bit like the child catcher.
He does, actually, with the hook.
Gecko Child Catcher.
Did the child catcher have a hook? I think he
had a hook for a hand, didn't he?
No, I don't think so. He might have.
Oh, as well, actually. Here's another picture I took during Skyrim. I had a mod that makes you as small as a leprechaun.
I think I'll, do you think this... Okay, which do you think should be the picture for this? Should it be him, Sir Quacks-a-Lot, which I'll have to take a picture and put onto my laptop, which will take a lot longer than the other two, or Toy Story 3 Scary Lotto Face?
Oh no.
I think this, because it kind of suits it a bit more. Because it's like... I don't know. I don't know why it suits it, but it does.
Okay, here's another one, Luke. Now you have to try and spot the leprechaun.
Okay. Oh, maybe this should be it, actually, because if it's like a try to spot, then people could try... This would be like a thing people could do. Like a little challenge people could do. And... Oh, Jesus! How am I supposed to spot anything in this picture?
What the picture...
Well, I see a creepy person in the fireplace.
He's not in the fire. That's a bone.
Look in the fireplace.
Yeah, there's a bone. That
is creepy. There's a person in the fireplace.
There is. But no, beside the bread. Look beside the bread.
No, God, there he is. How did I not see that? It's actually pretty obvious.
It is. You just don't notice it, really, do you? These are what I spend my Steam time doing. This is just what I do on Steam. It's like, I just spend my life finding these funny-looking pictures. Most of them are just TF2 ones where my body, like, fell in a funny way, like, and they're stabbing me in the nose or something.
Stabbing you in the nose? Actually, that's painful.
I remember...
You know, like... Oh, no, actually. Never mind.
I remember taking this one as well.
Oh, stop sending me all these pictures.
No, I just want to show you them, because then we have something to talk about.
Okay, that one.
Look at his lips.
Wait, that one is only coming up now.
When you see it, look at his lips. He's like President Nixon.
That's his cheeks.
Except like killing loads of people.
My fellow Americans.
Oh. Did you like my President Nixon impression?
Yeah. Oh my God. What is this picture? They don't have a jar or something. it's upside down. I get it now.
What?
It's like an... Okay, actually, I don't get this picture. It's like an upside-down spy with glasses on that are upside-down and a sniper hat with a really long neck.
Actually, what happened is it zoomed in too much on his body, so it looked like he was like... Wah! I thought it was Slimer for a second, you see.
Oh, right.
Tell me if you see any of them that you like, just tell me. I've got this scout, and he's like Super Scout. He's called Mr. Man. He's holding his baseball bat. He's like flying away. It's like at the top three. You found it yet?
Yeah, I see it. It's...
I found that really weird. He was flying.
Oh, it looks like he's like doing javelin, only without a horse. Oh, it's pretty much time to go.
Oh. You raise me up!
Sing it out of tune.
I was.
No, you weren't, actually. That was perfectly in tune.
I can't sing in tune.
Yeah, but you were singing in tune then. Okay, I'm not doing it, because,
I can't... That
so, thank you for listening.
Oh, is it over?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed it, give us the feedback that you did, so that we know that we're not being idiots by making a second one.
No, actually, Luke, one more thing before you end it.
There's only 9 seconds left. Go, go, go.
This is what I looked like when I was beating the yob up.
Goodbye.
Bye.